Today's daf is Maseches Kiddushin, daf Mem Vav. The new Mishnah on our daf teaches three halachot. First is, if a man says to a woman, she will be betrothed to him and kudeshet to him with this tamar, with this date pointing at one of those dates, and then with that date pointing to another one, he says. And then he says, the Mishnah says, im yesh b'achat mehen shavet pruta mikudeshet. If one of them that he's trying to betroth the woman with has the value of a shavapruta, she will be betrothed. The second halacha is if he says, you're mikudeshet to me, bazu, bazu, ubazu, with three different, pointing at three different dates, and if all three of them add up to a shavapruta, all three of them together, joint, in one addition of each of their values, joint, is shavapruta, then she will be betrothed. And the third halacha is that she was eating them one by one as she received them, she's not going to be betrothed unless one of them has independent value of shavapruta. So the Gemara launches into an analysis on case number three. Was this case the follow-on of scenario number two? In other words, he gave her three dates and only said, hitkadshi, betrothed to me one time. Then as long as all three add up to a shavapruta, the kiddushin kicks in. Or is it going on scenario number one, where he said, hitkadshi on each date? He said, hitkadshi, would betrothed to me on this one, betrothed to me on this one. So he was offering, so only each of them independent dates are worth a shavapruta. Can the kiddushin be effective? Comes Rabbi Yochanan and gives a one-liner to sum up the Gemara's inability to define the circumstances of the third case. Hare shulchan, hare basava, hare sakin. Ve'ein le'achol. We're like somebody sitting at a table. There's a knife and a piece of meat, but there's nothing to eat. We have a Mishnah. We want to eat, meaning the third case. We want to understand what it is, but we're unable to. So this is the conclusion. The Rambam brings the halacha like the reading of our Mishnah, which seems to indicate that the third case is a continuation of the second case. So long as the dates can combine, we would say that as he doesn't have the word hitkadshi, he doesn't ask her to betroth in between, we would say that she would be betrothed. So the following approach brought by Rav Uri Gamsun to read our Gemara from a more deep spiritual perspective. He quoted Resisei Laila Osir Aleph, that's Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the great Hasidic master, who explained that when we daven in tefillah, we have the things that we ask Hashem for, bakashat tzrachim, and a person can fall into the trap that Hashem is like an ATM machine. Put in your words of prayer and receive health, sustenance, etc., whatever you push the buttons, and that comes right into your life. Reb Tzadok says, that's a mistake. The purpose of tefillah is to change us. It's a person themselves to be transformed. To recognize that the world is filled with the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, of Hashem. For this, we have to lean into tefillah to see how, for example, rifuah, healing, it's an expression of Hashem's presence. Parnasa, person's sustenance, it's an expression of the presence of Hashem in this world. If we are given that, if we're given health, challenges, etc., we see that as a manifestation of Hashem. And even the reality of tzedek and mishpat, another part of the tefillah, that there's justice in the world, is a testament to Hashem's presence. Tefillah, therefore, can transform a person from going in with the perspective that all areas of life, health, parnasa, are a function, a result of a person's own efforts to realize that they come from Hashem. One emerges with a fresh perspective. The same is true for all reality. As Rabbi Yochanan is saying, there's a table, there's meat, there's a piece of meat, there's a knife. But how do we look at these things? How do we look at these external manifestations in the world around us? It's about how, what kind of person we want to be. We can look at reality through just the shirchiyut, the chitzoniyut, the outward look of something, or we can look at it through the lens of seeing Hashem, of spiritual eyes, and this helps us become deeper people trying to live and connect beneath the surface.